in this bulletin. Australia's international borders to stay as they are until mid-December. Indigenous vaccination rates start to improve. And in football, Matildas and Chelsea striker Sam Kerr has placed third in the prestigious Women's Ballon d'Or Award. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The federal government says it's aware of the impact of its decision to delay the reopening of Australia's borders to international students and migrants. Overseas arrivals were to resume tomorrow, including a travel bubble which was set to be open to Japan and South Korea, but the date will now be pushed back to December 15th. Cases of the Omicron variant have been diagnosed in Australia. While reports on the severity of the variant remain mixed, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Omicron is manageable.
This may turn out to be a milder variant, even if it more transmissible, has come very much from the field evidence on the ground in South Africa. So we want to acknowledge them. We recognise it's a difficult time for them, but everybody's working together. And Australia's dealt with challenges, and we're ready for this. We're able to deal with this, and we want to give Australians that confidence.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has again defended pandemic legislation, which gives the Premier and Health Minister the power to declare a pandemic and enforce restrictions. He says the last few days with the Omicron variant are proof it's still relevant legislation.
They are the rules that we need. The last couple of days have shown us that this is not over. And if we want to protect those who are vulnerable in our community, so those who aren't vaccinated, those who can't get vaccinated, those who are in aged care, those who have underlying health conditions, this is not over.
The Victorian government has made changes to its controversial pandemic legislation to secure the extra vote it needs to pass Parliament. The Public Health and Wellbeing Amendment Bill is on the top of the upper house's agenda when Parliament resumes today for the last scheduled sitting week of the year. Victoria has recorded 918 new COVID-19 cases and 6 deaths overnight, while New South Wales has 179 new cases and 3 deaths. It comes as the deadline for COVID-19 vaccination arrives for tens of thousands of workers across Western Australia. From tomorrow, people who work in industries deemed to be high risk or critical to community safety will need to have had at least their first dose. And Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the initial hesitancy on the COVID-19 vaccine in Indigenous communities is fading away, with dose administration rising across the country. 74% of Indigenous people have received their first dose and more than 62% have received their second dose. Overseas now, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has called on Russia to reduce tension and de-escalate after raising concerns about a military build-up of Russian troops on the border with Ukraine. He says any future Russian aggression against Ukraine would come at a high price with serious consequences for Russia.
This is the second time this year that Russia has amassed large and unusual concentration of forces in this region. We see heavy weapons, artillery, armored units, drones, and electronic warfare systems, and tens of thousands of combat-ready troops. This military buildup is unprovoked and unexplained. It raises tensions and risk miscalculation.
Russia insists it has no intention to invade, despite concern from Western officials. In football, Matildas and Chelsea striker Sam Kerr has placed third in the prestigious Women's Ballon d'Or Award. The Australia captain was only behind Spain and Barcelona stars Alexia Putellas and Jenny Hermoso in the voting. Kerr scored 21 goals in the English Women's Super League to land the Golden Boot and then 6 for Australia at the Tokyo Games, and has maintained her excellence this season with 13 goals in 12 games. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, cloud clearing 24. Adelaide, mostly sunny 33. Melbourne, sunny and 30. Hobart, similar conditions 26. Canberra, a possible shower developing 26. Wollongong, partly cloudy 21. Sydney, a possible shower 24. Newcastle, a shower or two 24. Brisbane, rain, also 24 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two 32. And Darwin, mostly sunny 36. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.